Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Listen, I need to apologize. My week has been fucked.
It happens. This is what this podcast is going to be like sometimes. Sometimes one or two of us might just phone it in. That's why it's nice having three people.
I didn't phone it in per se, but I didn't get a chance to buy my microphone.
But I didn't do it.
But I didn't buy my microphone yet. But you were supposed to send me the one that I'm supposed to buy.
I'll do that right now.
You shit the bed.
I did. I am currently.
For the listener, I'm sorry for my shitty audio quality
and shitty language.
I'm sorry. Is this a family show?
Not anymore.
Well, it's not anymore. It's got to come with a parental
warning.
I got to
go change the rating now.
As a callback, who's our producer? I forget.
It's the one from Law and Order.
Dick Wolf. Hey, Dick, if you could just make a note at timestamp 1:22. I really went off the rails there, and we're going to need to bleep that out. Sorry, Dick.
Thanks, Dickie.
Ooh, you can get the one that Caleb has for $22 right now. I'll send it to you.
It's a little rich for my blood.
Got to take a bank loan out for that.
I'm planning. I'll probably just remortgage the house.
Wow. What year is it? So, guys, what did we decide to do this week? Children's TV shows.
TV shows.
This one was fun.
Got it.
I have what can only be described as a very eclectic list. I don't want to spoil it for the listener. We'll get there and they can see.
Well, you can give a general idea of how you put your list together, right?
Sure. They cover the full span of my childhood.
Sure.
Okay.
From very young to, maybe 9 or 10.
Are any of your child's TV shows on your list?
No.
Okay. It's
only dad's TV shows. And at age 10, just for reference, I started only watching the news at age 10.
Okay.
So.
That explains a lot.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
What about you, Caleb? Tell me about yours.
So I went like more of what I think of like little kids or educational programming.
Yeah.
That's where my mind went. When I heard children's TV shows, I went, more education based. And it's a split, I would say. Half the list is kind of nostalgic, what I remember from my childhood, and then the other half is what I watched with my kids.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I am very split. There's a lot of educational stuff, but then there's just just straight up nostalgia stuff. But then also, I couldn't help but be affected by some of Vivian's shows that she watched growing up.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely some groupings there for me.
Now, to be fair, I did, in my honorable mentions, I have multiple shows of Elliot's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there are some, and I'm like, she's like, Dad, can I watch a show or a movie? I'm like, oh, please let it be this one. Because
Oh yeah, there's definitely the
you left me on a hanger. I gotta know what happens.
Yeah, what was
Yeah.
it? The show that I hated was Caillou on
Caillou.
PBS.
Now, luckily I missed that, but
that
I heard
whiny
that it
little
was
kid.
shit.
Oh my God, he was a whiner.
Thankfully, none of my kids ever got, neither of my kids got into Caillou.
Vivian went through a brief phase and I kind of just stopped making it available to her, and
yeah,
she just kind of moved on to something else. And
yep.
So she wasn't too upset about that. She
The
didn't
beauty
throw
of a
Caillou.
short, yeah, the beauty of a short attention span is a good thing.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, should we start out with our number fives? This was Derek's. This was Derek's category, right?
This was mine, yeah.
Okay. So, do we want to just say we'll start with that person when
sure.
it's their category?
Yep.
I don't think we
I'm gonna...
necessarily have to have any sort of
Nope, it's in the
order.
bylaws now.
It's now official.
Hey Dick, if you could just make a note.
Add that to our bylaws, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, future Dick.
Thanks, Wolfie.
All right. Well, all right. Goddamn
Go
dick
ahead.
Jokes. All right. My number five.
Gotta keep our rating.
That's right. We're going for an X rating, correct?
NC-17. Like
extra, yeah.
Listen, if Joe Rogan is huge and he's
huge.
Got some controversy, so I think we could get there. All right, my number five goes back to my earliest memories,
mm-hmm.
and that would be Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Could you be mine? Would you be mine?
Won't you be mine? My neighbor.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely loved that show. All I have really, though, is the nostalgic memory of it. Nothing particularly sticks out.
Interesting.
Though I have been happy in recent months that Mr. Rogers has made it to Instagram Reels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of pop-outs there by Mr. Rogers.
I don't know how to take that.
Yeah. Is that
oh, well.
Is a pop-out a good thing?
Well, sure. Yeah, pop out is a great thing, especially for Mrs. Rogers.
Hey, Dick, can you insert a wow, like a boing boing sound when he said pop out for Mr. Rogers, please?
Thanks, Dick.
Funny. Okay, so that's your number five, Mr. Rogers.
That's my number five, Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers.
All right.
Yep.
Jay, go for it.
I'll go. Mine is Animaniacs. So this was a show that came out in 1993. It was an after school show. So I would have been, 12, 13 years old. It's basically like this fictional, these fictional kids that are the Warner Brothers and sister, that were from the Warner Brothers, studio, I don't even know if there was an actual, if these represented actual people or not. I think they're just fictional characters, and they're trapped in a fictional place on one of the back lots at Warner Brothers Studios, and they just have antics. And it was a very fun show, like very fast moving and just very comedic centric. I just remember loving that show, and there are sketches that I've shown to Vivian trying to show her the show that I loved, and she just doesn't get it.
Doesn't get it.
But a lot of it was like politically based humor, like Richard Nixon humor and Bill Clinton playing saxophone humor. And so if you didn't know this stuff, if you weren't growing up in this era, you wouldn't get any of the jokes. You're like, there's like a Marilyn Monroe, character in there, and Vivian's like, who's that? It's
Yeah.
like, so So anyway, that was my number five, Animaniacs.
Have you watched the new, they redid it, or they started a new season. Have you watched the new one at all?
I feel like I watched the first couple episodes and it just wasn't the same, but
yeah.
Then again, I did not give it much of a chance, I don't think, either. I think I might have only
I just wondered maybe if it
episodes.
Has more relevant
current. I think it does. I think it does have more current like references. Yeah. So anyway.
Okay. Maybe. So go. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say maybe not so much Bill Clinton, maybe now it's Janet.
Probably. I would imagine. Yeah, because it's all the same voices and people that are doing it again.
Yeah, so. They got them all back.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's yours, Caleb?
So my number five is a nostalgic one, and that's Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh shit!
I love that show. Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, my focus is more on kind of the educational, little kid stuff. But Bill Nye for me, I loved that show growing up. Used to watch it all the time. I think I've shown Jameson a couple like clips on YouTube and things like that. But yeah, it was a great educational programming. Yeah. Learned a lot. Bill Nye always was kind of funny, but you know, I always liked the experiments and things that he talked about and did. So yeah, it was always a big show for me growing up. So, and a great theme song.
Yeah, I think the kids
science
still
rules.
Like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kids still like it. Vivian said that she's seen multiple Bill Nye.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still great school. For sure.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Derek, what's your number four?
I don't know if this one's going to, if it's going to land. It is wildly apparent to me that though we aren't divided by too much age, in the realm of TV shows, it really shows.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Because I've never even heard of Animaniacs.
Really?
That's so funny.
No.
I loved Animaniacs. Okay.
I'm gonna look it up. All right, but
so
my number
four. Let's put this out there. I was born in 1981. Caleb, what year were you born in?
86. Like
86. So you're 5 years younger than me. And Derek, what year were you born in?
90.
Oh, so like we're almost perfectly spaced apart. You're four from four from Caleb, and I'm five from Caleb.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's actually pretty interesting. We did that on purpose.
Obviously. That's why they recruited me, folks.
So, sorry, okay. Go ahead. Continue with your thought.
My number four is DuckTales.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Caleb. Thank you, Caleb.
DuckTales. Woo.
Yeah.
Yes. What was the mechanical duck's name? You know, like
Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Yeah.
Gizmo. Okay. I now have another show.
I really only know that. I only can regurgitate that because it's a card in the Lorcana trading card game now that we're playing.
So, Derek, they redid DuckTales and updated it. And it's awesome.
Really good. Like
Elliot would love it.
The theme song is better. The show, the plots are better. There's like way better characters other than Huey, Louie, and Dewey. Yeah, it's really good.
Well, let's not throw shade at Uncle Scrooge.
Oh no, no shade.
Yeah, and Scrooge, he's still in it and he's still great. Yep.
Is he still diving into his vault of money?
Yeah. Yep.
Good for him.
I didn't watch much of the my kids both watched the updated ones and loved it, which was kind of nice for me because it was a way to, you know, share in that nostalgia a little bit. But
yeah, sweet, great show. All right, so my number four is one of Vivian's shows that she watched when she was a little kid, and it's funny, we went back and showed her an episode of this and she doesn't remember. She only remembers like bits and pieces of it.
Interesting.
And it's Yo Gabba Gabba. So this is a show that was on Nickelodeon. It had these big like furry, like almost like mascot characters. that would play instruments and do skits about like learning to eat your vegetables and brushing your teeth and like learning lessons on how to treat your friends. And then they would have these musical breaks that would have bands, like indie bands, a lot of which I knew, like the Killers were on there one time, and like Weird Al Yankovic was on there one time. And like, so it was like pretty cool. And so that it was kind of my, you know, I didn't want to watch all of the, you know, Dora the Explorers and all that. I tried to fight that for as long as I could. So this was kind of my creative way to get some things that I liked into it, a show that Vivian was watching. And so, yeah, it was just a fun good one show that I didn't mind watching. Like you guys were saying earlier, it's like, you know, you're hoping that it's not the other one.
I'll say hi to Jay.
So hi. Hi, Elliot.
You want to hear him? No. Okay. Come to say goodnight.
What's your favorite TV show?
Jay wants to know what your favorite TV show is. Unicorn Island. Oh, ooh. I've never seen that one.
Huh.
Never seen it.
Check that out.
What's another one? Super Kitties.
Super Kitties. I've heard of that one. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, we'll check those out. I think Vivian might be interested in Unicorn Island.
Jay says Vivian would probably like Unicorn Island. I'll come up and say goodnight when I'm done, all right? Love you.
Nice. So yeah, that number four was Yo Gabba Gabba for me. It was just a show that I liked watching with Vivian. We actually went and saw them perform live.
Nice.
Oh, one of the other characters that was in the show was Biz Markie, the rapper from the 80s, who actually died like a few years ago, but yeah, he actually performed on tour with the show, and so yeah, it was fun. And she doesn't,
he would beatbox, right?
Yeah, he was a beatboxer. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, that was my number four.
Okay, my number four. This is nostalgic, but also one my kids watched too, because you could still watch it on PBS Kids, and that was The Magic School Bus. Scholastic's Magic School Bus with Miss Frizzle in the class. They would go on field trips, and you know, it was again all educational, science based. We had the book, so I remember reading the books, but I also loved the show. It was always one of my favorite shows. My kids had watched it. Well, Jameson has watched it a little bit. I don't think Reese has ever seen it. So, but yeah, just one of my favorite shows. I always loved Miss Frizzle. Maybe my first crush when I was little, right? Miss Frizzle.
It was that hair, Caleb.
Yeah, just a great show. So, no, it was the also dress.
It's the dress for you with all the question marks on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seatbelts, everyone. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
I'm a piggyback off you, Caleb, because that's my number three.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely loved that show.
Yep.
And I feel like I watched it at a time where I was just naive enough to think that maybe there was a magical bus that I could shrink down and someone could swallow you like a pill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is that the episode that everyone remembers? Because that's the one that I always remember too, is when they swallowed him like a pill and went through his body.
Because it's in the intro.
Is that why? That's like the one episode that sticks in my brain every time when I think of Magic.
See, that's the only picture I have, because I'm older than you guys and I missed this. I think I was too old when it came out. Was it like maybe like 2000 or something that it came out?
No, I think it's older than that. I got it.
There is also a reboot.
Okay.
Yes. Which is what I think my kids watched, was the reboot. They didn't watch the original.
Sure. The original is from 94.
94.
Okay.
Yep.
And when was the reboot? Probably like a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it only ran a couple. So it was from September 10th, 1994 to December 6th, 1997.
Okay. So ended around 97.
Yep.
Caleb, I'm going to send you a screenshot into the chat here. And for the listener, this is, I'm just Googling the Magic School Bus, and I'm now understanding why you may have had a crush on Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited now.
For Shizzle My Frizzle.
Yep.
We're waiting. Dick, edit out the dead air here.
Well, that's a little different. That's a very updated
Miss Frizzle.
She's matured.
She's matured.
She's
yes.
Kind of got a slutty librarian thing going.
Yeah. No, yeah, it was a great show.
It was.
I remember watching it in school too. Like, I know we used it for sure in school too.
Yeah, for us it was Bill Nye the Science Guy or Magic School Bus anytime there was a substitute.
Dude, I had no idea. Did you know Lily Tomlin is Miss Frizzle?
Who's Lily Tomlin?
I'm going to be honest, I don't know who Lily Tomlin is.
The name sounds familiar.
Guys, come on.
I'm sure I would recognize her.
You would know Lily Tomlin.
Oh, sure. She's 84, born September 1st, 1939. Thank you, Dick Wolf.
Yeah. She's been in a ton of different movies. She was in 9 to 5. Remember that with
Grace and Frankie.
Yeah, Grace and Frankie. Yep.
Oh, okay. No.
Well, I didn't know that's who played Miss Frizzle. I was just looking at the seat. Learned something new every day. So.
You love Lily Tomlin.
Apparently.
Jay?
All right, my number 3 is a show that I watched as a kid and a show that I was able to get every episode of, and Vivian loved to watch this as a kid and also dressed up as the main character for Halloween one year because she loved this character so much, and that's Scooby-Doo. These shows, they're all the same. They're all these, you know, these spooky stories where they're trying to find who's, you know, stealing something from the, you know, the graveyard or whatever. And they it ends up being the main character is the villain. And they would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids. It's so like every episode is the same. But it was just a lighthearted show that had some goofy characters that kept my daughter's attention, probably my attention too as a kid.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my number 3, Scooby-Doo.
It's a great one.
We have another visitor coming in. Do you have a favorite TV show? Kids TV show.
Okay. Does The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse count?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then that's
my number 8.
It's a specific like Mickey Mouse short like collection, and in my favorite style of Mickey Mouse, and it's just so fun.
Yeah, it's like it's like in the style of Ren and Stimpy.
Sure. You know,
like that animation style. In fact, I think one of the main people on this show was one of those guys. And unfortunately last year they canceled it. So there's not going to be any more Mickey Mouse shorts or episodes on Disney Plus that will be in that style. But we're hopeful for the future that whatever the animated Mickey that comes out next will be good too.
There's, along with The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse, there's also Mickey Mouse Shorts. They're the same style, but just Mickey Mouse Shorts has more. And even though it's going away, I'm still okay with it as long as they don't change Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, because that's the same style, but it's a ride, and you get to be in it.
Hollywood Studios, yeah.
So I really hope they don't get rid of that.
They won't. There's no way. It's too good of a ride.
It's an institution.
Yep. She can't hear me, but that's okay.
Go to bed.
I'm not going to bed.
Okay, don't. Oh, that's right. You're not going to school tomorrow.
I'm not.
We're going to Disney World tomorrow.
To ride Mickey Mouse Runaway Railhouse.
To ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
As long as they don't change it, I'll be happy. It's like a memorial for my favorite style.
Right, you gotta let me finish my
Okay.
podcast, all right? Normally it would be the excuse that you have to go to bed, but now she doesn't have that excuse. Comes in and hijacks the podcast, takes
Sorry,
my
it
notes
won't be.
all in.
It
won't be long before she's on payroll too.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
know.
right.
I was trying to teach her how, I was trying to show her how I edit the podcast because I want to get her editing the podcast so I don't have to do it.
Edit
Yeah, I
the
know you do. I was trying to show you how I do it
podcast.
so you could take it over and earn half my income.
I'll think
This
about
would
it.
be a good time.
This would be a good time for a shout out.
Okay,
Athletic
mine.
Greens is today's sponsor. I love
And
the taste.
yep, and Simply Safe.
That's right. And ZipRecruiter.
All
We
right,
got
so
lots
that
of
was my number
sponsors.
three,
Love it.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay, so my number two is one that I watched a lot with Jameson, and that was Peg Plus Cat, which is a Fred Rogers company introduced these characters, Peg and her sidekick Cat. Again, it was very educational, did a lot of math and all that kind of stuff, but fun theme song, fun characters, very entertaining. Something, both Jameson and I could watch together. It was one of those ones that he wanted to watch. I was like, yeah, sure, it's fine with me. It was nice to have on in the background. So, Peg Plus Cat, I love that show. I don't know if it's still on or not, but
They
I
still
really
play it,
liked
yeah.
it. So, PBS.
Which, by the way, is the easiest theme song to play on a ukulele. You
Peg
just
Plus Cat.
strum
Do,
down
do, Peg Plus Cat.
the four strings from the top, and you play the four first notes of the theme song. Bing,
Yep.
bing, bing, bing.
Yep.
Yep,
Yep.
great
Another
show.
great theme
That was one of
song.
my honorable mentions.
Nice.
Don't know it. I hate to say it.
Blind spot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because this is pre-Derek having children. So, like,
Yeah.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah.
What was the other one that you mentioned? Dora the Explorer. She was dead and gone by the time we had Elliot.
All right. So that
My
was
number
your number
two.
three? Yeah, number two for
Yep.
Derek.
Yeah, my number two is Boy Meets World
Yep.
on the TGIF block,
Yep. Yeah, that was Topanga
Oh,
and
don't act like
Corey.
you didn't remember her name. We were all in love with Topanga.
I'm 9 years older than you. You were
Yeah, well,
still
she
watching it.
was, you
How
were
old were
watching
you
it.
when you were you in love with, how old were you when you were in love with her?
8 to 9.
Okay. So I would have been like 18. Yeah. So, I mean, I
Quite
definitely knew
early.
who she was, but she was just like this big-eyed little girl to me, you know.
Sure.
She was cute, but like I didn't find her like attractive.
Yeah. I think I was
You're
hopelessly in
not
love with her.
convinced. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it came out in 93, so you'd have been 11, right? 93.
It
Me?
came out in
Yeah.
93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean that
You were
was
three.
I guess I missed it because I was going into my teenage years and it wasn't cool to watch those shows anymore. I don't know. I don't know. I watched Saved by the Bell.
There's a gal who was on Boy Meets World who's now a Here goes our rating. She's a very famous porn star.
She
Just if
was
anybody wanted to know.
Sean, and, no, not Sean. What were the brother? What was the brother's name? It was their roommate.
Sean.
That sounds right.
Eric.
Sean, Eric. Yeah,
Eric.
Eric. Sean was Corey's best friend.
Yep.
Eric. It was Eric's
Sean was
roommate
Eric's. Yeah, Sean was the best friend.
with
Yeah.
later Jack, who was Matthew Lawrence.
Oh.
Those three all lived together.
Yes. I can't remember what her name is. It doesn't. Oh, Matlin Ward, maybe?
Yeah, she was Rachel on the
She
show.
played Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, she was Topanga's friend?
No.
Oh. That's the limit of my knowledge now.
Those there was
Okay.
later in the it was later in the show that
Oh, okay.
happened towards the end when they were in college.
All right. So that was your number two, Boy
That
Meets
was my
World.
number two. Yep.
All right. My number two is The Muppet Show. When that show aired, I think it was on Sunday nights when I was a kid.
Think you're
Like
right.
that
Yeah.
was must-see TV for me. Like when I got to see The Muppet Show live, it was just like incredible. And I've always been a Muppet person. And I still love them. Katie and Vivian don't like the Muppets as much as I do, so I don't get to enjoy them. But yeah, it's awesome. So the Muppet Show, and later on, Muppet Babies was the animated version of that. Like I watched that a little bit, but it was only because it was the only thing on TV, and we didn't have 1,000 channels and streaming content, when we were kids. So
Yep.
you had to watch what was on, but. Mostly the Muppet Show, my number two.
Nice. Okay,
Are we
so my
back?
number two.
I
What
thought
was
you already
that?
did your number two, Caleb.
No,
No.
get out of here.
Okay.
Going now. Skip me for my number. So my number two is both nostalgic, but also one my kids watch because it has been around for 40 plus years, and that's Sesame Street.
Yes.
Love Sesame Street growing up. I've watched it with my kids as well. Just a great educational show. I always loved the special guests, when celebrities come on and they do their little bits and things like that. But yeah, just great characters. Oscar the Grouch was always one of my favorite characters growing up. But yeah, just all the shenanigans and learning and all the fun stuff that happens on Sesame Street. So it's my number two.
And Caleb, could you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
I have no idea. I've been
Okay.
trying for years to get there, and Google takes me to the wrong place every time.
Interesting. All right, my number one. This one is right back to when I was just a wee lad again, but I think I watched it to an embarrassing age, like maybe too old. And that was Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh, Chip, 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 and have you seen the movie?
Rescue
No.
Ranger.
Oh my gosh, you need to see the movie.
Oh, shit the bed.
And Post Malone sings the theme song, and it's an amazing song. It's a
Okay.
banger. I
It's a
can't. Oh my gosh, I
banger
feel like I'm blessing you with so much
movie.
goodness you're about to experience.
That's a, That came out recently, right? Like in the last year or 2 years, something like that? Or is it older than that?
Yeah, it's a couple years. Yeah.
Dick.
So tell me about Chip and Dale, Derek. Sorry, we hijacked
No, you're good. I just
your number
loved
one.
it. I can't remember the little mouse's name, Gizmo or something. I don't know.
Gizmo.
They were
What
just.
was the girl's name in Chip and Dale? Yeah, it's Gizmo.
I just really loved the adventure, and I loved the
You're talking about
because
Gadget?
yeah, it may have been Gadget.
Gadget. Gadget.
Gadget,
That's
right?
it.
I liked the innovation, the building stuff. They built like their what would we call it, a blimp out of like a pot bottle,
Yeah.
like
Yeah, because they
that.
were small, right? So everything was
Yes.
smaller.
Yeah, that just stoked my imagination like crazy. And again, started watching it at an age where I had the blessing of naivete, thinking, oh, maybe I could build a blimp out of a Pepsi bottle, but
Needs some
again,
helium.
yeah. Mom, I need a rubber band and some popsicle sticks, a Pepsi thing. And if you could weave a basket for me, that'd be great. Yeah,
Were
Chip
you
and Dale,
more of
Rescue
a
Rangers.
Chip guy or a Dale guy?
Dale.
Dale. Yeah.
I said that with a lot of confidence, Caleb,
Do you
and
know
I
the difference
actually
between Chip and Dale?
I don't
So, Dale has the red nose and Chip has the darker nose.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah, so the way you remember
Ah,
is Chip is like a chocolate chip.
I always think of Dale as more laid back, chill, and Chip is more like, let's
Yeah.
go get it.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess I was really more of a Chip guy, if I can be honest, then. I'm looking at pictures and he's wearing a very Maverick-esque
He
like
is,
bomber
yes.
jacket.
Yes.
He's
Yeah.
got the look.
And Dale wears the
Dale was
Hawaiian shirt.
Hawaiian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little too Beach Boys for me. I need that sexy chipmunk.
Nice.
Yeah, it's funny when I type it in, all that pops up is that movie that came out, and it came out in in 22.
22? Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, it was very fun. We've watched it a few times, in fact.
It's funny. Chip is John Mulaney and Dale is Andy Samberg.
Yep. Yep. Some SNL guys. Cool. All right, so that was your number one. The
That's my number
original
one.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Cool. All right. My number one was Stolen by My Daughter, and that's The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse. It's also the thing that we didn't mention is anytime you go to Disney World and you stay at their resorts, it's like playing the different episodes of this are playing on loop on one of the channels at the resorts. And so you just get sucked into the show. If we, at least we do, we'll be doing something, getting ready to go, and we'll just have the channel on, and it'll just be playing, you know, episode after episode. But yeah, it's just reminds me so much of actually the one thing I was gonna say when Vivian was in here, it reminds me of the old like Coyote and Roadrunner shows,
Yeah.
just like what how there's always something going on and he's always trying to survive something. It seems like there's always a way that Mickey starts and he always barely survives and he learns a lesson at the end or something. But yeah, it's a favorite of mine and definitely affected by the fact that Vivian likes it so much too. So it's a family favorite.
Yep. All right. My number one, in my opinion, the greatest, especially if I'm thinking like children's show, like a little kid, younger kids show. And it's new and it's called Bluey.
Oh,
So
low-hanging fruit, Caleb.
I, dude,
Low-hanging fruit.
I'm sorry. I think we've watched every episode. My kids watch it constantly. I think my daughter has watched, the sign episode probably 100 times, and it's only been out for, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks. So,
Oh, the one where they're selling their house.
the one where they're selling their house. Yeah, the long
Oh,
one.
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tearjerker, Caleb. I'm not gonna lie to you.
My wife cried. Jameson cried. Reese cried too. Reese cried a little at it when they were about to sell the house. So, no, it's a
Yeah.
great show. I love the show. I also like that it's, they're like 8-minute episodes. They're
Yeah.
easy to watch. You can,
Yes.
they have nice hidden meanings. They're something that both kids and adults can find something enjoyable about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think it's, out of all of the cartoon little kid shows, I think it's the best one for families. Like I said, we have Reese, who's 5, and Jay, who's 11, and he watches it all the time too, and we as parents enjoy it too. So I just think it's, I don't know, I can't think of a better children's show other than Bluey. So
Well, now, Caleb, to be fair, I didn't put Bluey on my top 5 list only because I knew it would be taken by somebody else.
yeah.
But it
You
is
can't do
number
that. You gotta,
one.
if you want it in there, you gotta put it in there. It doesn't matter if it's shared, that's fine.
I was so confident that you guys would get there, though. I was so confident. And it is number one on my honorable mentions because I would
Oh.
agree with you. I was very resistant to Bluey at first. Like my
Yeah.
daughter started, like she Elliot wanted to watch it, and I was like, yeah, no, I hate their accent. I hate all these things about it. And then my friends, I'm not gonna mention them by name. He called me, he's like, yeah, man, we're pretty high right now and we're watching Bluey. And I was like, you don't even have kids.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then I gave it a
There's a lot of
chance.
people. There's a lot of people that even don't have kids that are watching it. I mean, it's
Yeah,
crazy.
everybody's watching it. Yeah, I
Everybody's
mean,
doing it. Get on
I
board.
like it. I just, for whatever reason, I'm not a huge fan of it, but I enjoy it. I'll watch an episode of Bluey, but
Yeah.
Vivian's seen every episode, so I think maybe the theme song kind of just wears on me a little bit, because it's just like, because it is
Oh, I
every
understand.
8 minutes.
Yep, I understand. Yep.
Down
Yep.
there.
Yep. We saw Bluey
Mom.
live. We saw Bluey live too. They did a traveling show of Bluey
Oh,
live, which was
did
pretty
you?
fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're
Yeah.
doing some blue. Oh, I shouldn't even talk about it because I can't speak with any authority on it. But they're doing something. The Downtown Development Authority is doing some Bluey themed night in
Oh,
Grand
okay.
Haven this summer. It's supposed to be crazy.
You hear that, guys? You heard it
Like
here
with the
first.
fountain?
Bluey live in Grand Haven.
On the Waterfront Stadium, brought to you by 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite,
Grand
mostly by
Haven's
default.
favorite.
They just got a unpaid sponsorship right now from you. It's nice of
Yeah. Friend of the pod, 92.1
you. 92.1.
WGHN.
Wake up
Oh my
with
Lord.
Jesse in the
Oh,
morning.
stop it.
You
That is enough out of
Grand
you.
Havenites.
Yes. Shall we get to our honorable mentions?
Yes, let's do it. Derek, what you got?
Speed round. It was right in the vein of Chippendale Rescue Rangers. It was Tailspin. Don't know if you guys remember that one.
Blue. Yep.
With Blue. Yeah. Recess. That was a fun one. Bluey's on my list. Now we're. Elliot likes a show called Mira the Royal Detective. Great
Not heard of that
show.
one.
Spirit was another one Elliot was really into when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
And then one from when I was a little kid, Inspector Gadget.
Ah,
Oh yeah.
yes.
Da -da 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 -da.
Inspector
Inspector Gadget.
Gadget. I watched that a
Gadget.
lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would have put that in my honorable mentions somewhere. I missed that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so my honorable mentions were Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Watched a lot of episodes of that as a kid. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, that was a show that Vivian watched a
Yep.
lot of as a kid. It was just, for me, like it was a little bit too much for
Toddler.
little kids for me to rank it high for my favorite kids TV shows. A little annoying at times. But we love Mickey Mouse, so it's still ranked high.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity
Yeah.
dog.
Great theme song.
Do you remember the song when they talk about shake, shake, shake your peanut? No.
I faintly do, but no, I don't.
Well, do yourself a favor and go ahead and YouTube search shake your
Shake your
peanut.
peanut,
Is that
Mickey
on Mickey
Mouse.
Mouse Clubhouse?
Yes, and it's
Yeah, I don't
Mickey
remember
and
that.
Goofy and they're shake, shake, shaking their peanuts. Nope.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
I'll send it out to the
to the Discord.
Yes.
So yep, so Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Peg Plus Cat, which Caleb had in his top five, and then the Jetsons.
Ooh,
And the
yeah.
Jetsons, yeah, that's an older show, but like, just loved, I love the futuristic, art style that they had, very like Art Deco-ish kind of, and just loved that.
It was like 50s future, right? Like
Yeah.
the 50s future.
In a world where we have flying cars and we live on, moons of planets and stuff like that. It was just like, just fun show, and a funny show too. Like, it was almost like a sitcom type humor.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jetsons, and then lastly, Sesame Street. I mean, how can you How can you not grow up and not be affected by Sesame Street? So, yeah, that was my last honorable mention.
I grew up on the street.
You grew up on the
Yep.
streets.
Yep.
So mine are The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse, which is a great one. Reading Rainbow. I don't know if you guys remember
Oh,
Reading Rainbow, but
Reading Rainbow.
Let's
Let's
that
take a look. It's in a
it's in a
book.
book. Yeah,
Yep.
that was definitely one of my childhood that I remember. And another one is it's called Ask the Story Bots. It was one that Jameson really watched and I enjoyed a little bit. It was these weird little robots, and each episode was they were asked a question and then they would try to figure out the answer to that question. It was very educational, but it was also fun. So they answered all sorts of questions, science, all sorts of different stuff. But I think it was on Netflix. But yeah, Jameson used to like it, and I enjoyed watching it with him. It was a good one. So
Cool. Fun
that's it.
kids shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of kid shows.
Yeah.
There really are.
Yeah. So was that one was Derek's idea?
That was.
Yep.
So, and I think last week it was mine. So I think it's your turn, Caleb.
Okay.
And unless you don't have an idea, but oh. What do you think?
Should we ask Dick?
Ooh, I want to do this one. Let's do superpowers.
Ooh.
Five favorite superpowers that you
Yeah.
would want.
That's what I was going with. Like, if I were to list
Obviously. Okay.
superpowers in order, this
Yeah.
is going in order of what I would want.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I
And
like that.
I mean, I think, you can make up your own superpower too if you want to. I don't think it has to be
Spaghetti
like legit.
fingers.
I'm gonna make my superpower that I am 250 pounds, 5% body fat, and I'm a millionaire. This is all one superpower.
So you're just describing me, is what you're saying.
Perfectly physically fit and very wealthy, and with all of the knowledge that fits in an encyclopedia in my brain.
Just in there.
Yeah.
That's a really unique superpower, Jay. Oh, superpowers. This is going to be good.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Do we have time for one last ad placement for the week?
Yep.
Did they pay?
Of course. And
Then
this
yes.
week's sponsor supporting the show is BetterHelp. Life is hard, guys. And there's nothing wrong with getting help. BetterHelp.com.
Via text message.
That's right. Don't like your therapist? Switch as many times as you want. No charge. Get 20% off this week.
Use
Go to BetterHelp.com.
BetterHelp.com. High
Big
You got me.
thanks to BetterHelp.com.
And Charlotte's Web.
That's right. It's beyond me that we don't have sponsorships yet.
It is.
Well,
Hey, Dick,
there
get out
is
there and start
a
selling the
actually
pod.
there is a feature in our podcasting host where you can click the ad host, or like there's an ad setting in there to where it will just insert their own ads into your podcast if it gets like a certain amount of listens or something like that. But I don't think we're getting
Interesting.
those.
We'll get
We
there,
just need one or
guys.
two. We just need one or two more people to listen, and then we're
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
We'll
Yeah.
meet that threshold.
So
Oh.
I've been thinking about a couple episode ideas. And I put them towards the, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Should we keep our episode ideas secret or?
Oh yeah, we'll just take this out.
That's a good idea. Till next week.
Well, I think if you shared some of that one, I mean, it builds some
Well, and also, like, I think
tension.
ideally, like, you know, I would
Ooh.
like to add like a conversation to where people have input, you know, or
Right.
feedback
Throw out a
of what
topic.
we
Yep.
talk about. And, but mine was, you know, modern inventions. I put it on the list, where it's like, you know, I think about things like my AirPods and how useful they are and how much I use them. And just some of the things that we are so lucky to have in our lives, that have just come out in the last 5, 10, 15 years, you know, with our phones and our computers and the things that we just take for granted. But it's really, really, really cool to just think about how like intricate something like this AirPod is and how 10 years ago it wasn't even a thing.
Right.
So
I used to have a
that's a
wire coming from my ear.
I know. Yep.
Like a
And we
Neanderthal.
thought we looked cool. Yeah. Now you see someone, you know, I always see someone walking down the street with wired headphones, and I just think, man, they must be poor.
Well,
No, I
look
don't
at that,
think
a poor person.
that. I don't think that. But I do think, you know, they're not very tech savvy, that's for sure.
I can tell you, if I see black AirPod or black headphones in someone's ear, I think, look at this knuckle dragger. Just buy AirPods.
I saw something, or I read something the other day that they're like wired headphones are coming back. They're like, that's like the over the ears, like
Oh, sure.
metal with the metal over the head, like we used to have back in the
For like
90s.
high fidelity sound or what?
I
Because that'd be
fashion.
the only
I
reason why
just
I would.
fashion. I don't think it's any particular thing other than people. It's that nostalgic flashback.
That won't stick.
It's
Oh
these
no, I
kids
don't think so.
nowadays.
Yeah, I could see it for like fidelity, for like if you're listening to lossless audio, you know, there are people that say that wired audio can't be beat, and I guess, you know,
Sure.
it makes sense, but pretty diminishing returns at a certain point.
Yeah.
But
I just got real excited about an episode.
yeah.
And I'm nervous to say it in front of Caleb, but it's Taylor
What?
Swift songs.
Oh.
Why does that make you nervous to say in front of me?
Because I know Jay knows that I
Shake
love
it
Taylor
off.
Swift.
Shake it
Thank
off.
you. Thank you, Caleb.
Yes.
Haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
Yeah. We're Swifties here.
Yeah, I'm a slut for Taylor Swift. I
Yeah.
don't know what to tell you.
I don't know if I'd classify myself as a Swiftie. Like, I'm fine with her, but I don't like go out of my way to listen. You know what I mean? Like, I know her. I know her
Sure. Okay.
songs,
Not
you'll
everybody
get.
has to like good music. You know, some people have to like bad music.
That's
Amen.
right. That's why it's nothing. Elliot asked me like a month ago to take her to a Taylor Swift concert. To which I said, "Hold on, let me cut out my kidney and we're going, kid." Did you see a bunch of Americans are going to her shows in like Paris because it's cheaper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can get
We
tickets for
actually
like
got an
60
opportunity to
bucks.
go to her show, because we, Katie's brother lives over in Belgium, which is just across the border from Paris,
Yeah.
and
France.
we couldn't at first get tickets, to a show here. We ended up getting tickets to Toronto, but Paris, we thought, hey, if we had to go there,
Yeah.
we could go stay with Alex and Alira.
Yeah.
And at the last, we didn't get in on the lottery, but then as the show actually already happened a couple weeks ago, but as the show, like week of the show there, they sent us an email saying, hey, there's some leftover tickets. If you want them, you can sign on at this time and have access to them. And we're like, It's Tuesday and the show's Friday. We have to get to Paris in 3 days. Not gonna happen. But yeah, we're excited. You should get tickets to go to the Toronto show, Derek.
Yeah, like I said, let me cut out my kidney and I'll get right on it. Although the Canadian currency is awfully weak, so you're
Yeah, I
basically
think
getting it free.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah, it
I
is.
think they're paying you. Canada is paying you to come
Yeah,
see T Swift.
in maple syrup, but
beaver pellets.
She's probably a little young for a Taylor Swift concert anyway. Like it's a lot and it's a long concert.
Yeah.
Like even when Vivian and Katie went last year, like Vivian was still like dragging at the end. Like it just took so much out of her.
Yeah, I imagine so. That said, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna be that little, I'm gonna be that creep.
I'm going.
I know, but I'm gonna be
I'm
there
mad that I
without a
didn't get to go last time.
Yeah, I'll be there without a wife, without a daughter. I'll just be standing there in my oversized hoodie,
Your
singing along, singing along.
tortured poets hoodie.
Yeah,
Do you like the new album?
absolutely. We'll get into that on a Taylor Swift album,
Okay.
episode. No spoilers.
But does your
So
boy break all of his favorite toys?
I listen, I have to just say it. It's not my favorite album.
It's okay.
I don't know what to tell you about that.
I'm not trying to convince you otherwise. It's okay if you don't
Yeah.
like it.
I
So
also
we could
just
do
have.
like, you could do top five Taylor Swift songs and then top five Taylor albums, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
Well, she's got
100%.
like 7 or 8 albums, right?
Yeah, she's got a bunch.
Vivian would be so upset with me if I didn't know the answer to that question of how many albums there are.
She's got a lot. I just haven't really had the time to dedicate to listening to it, of course, because then she put out this second album. So there's just a shitload of songs.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
and they're good. But they do take some time to grow on you. Yeah, and you have to almost sit down and listen to them the first time.
Yep. Maybe I'll play her in my office next week. Just on repeat.
Just let it go.
That's right.
That was her,
You could
wasn't it?
probably
She
get
did that
away with it,
song.
right?
That's Frozen, but
Oh, shoot.
yeah.
That's right.
What'd you
But I get
say?
a. I said that was her, was I said let it go, and I said that was her, right? Did you ask if I could get away with that, Jay?
Yeah, like do people play music in your office?
I have a private office.
Ooh,
Is that
this fancy man.
Yeah.
nice?
Yeah. So yes, people do play music in my office and it's me.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Anything else? You guys doing anything for the weekend?
Yeah, we're going to Interlaken, going camping.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Caleb?
At the state park.
No, the Interlaken State Park is closed this year.
What? Why?
Yeah.
They
I'll
just
be
didn't
honest,
feel
I
like
don't
it.
know.
Interesting.
Renovations maybe. But we always we rough it when we camp, Caleb. Like we're tent campers through and through, and we really love the state forest campgrounds.
Yeah.
So they're like primitive. They've got vault toilets, hand pumps for water. But we've been going to one since, I don't know, I was 19, Lacey and I started camping there together. So,
Nice.
yeah, going with Keegan and Megan, Jay.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah. Caleb, you doing anything?
We are gonna probably take the kids to the zoo one day. I want to go see the movie It. It looks like a really good movie. So I want to take the kids to that. I need to work on my basement too. So That's about it. Nothing too exciting.
Fun.
Nice.
Yeah. But oh yeah, you're in Disney. I was just about to say, what are you doing? You're in
Yep.
Disney. I already know that.
I'm gonna be walking and waiting in lines.
And eating good food and drinking good beverages.
Yep.
Nice.
Been getting this weird pain in my shoulder. Am I having a heart attack or is that a stroke?
Welcome to
You're having a
40.
heart. You're having a heart attack, pal. Right
Would it be
now?
the other? Isn't it always the other arm? Isn't it your right arm or is it your left? Or could it be either?
It
I
goes
thought it was
down
your
your
right
left.
arm. It
No,
started on your left?
I think it goes down your left.
So I'm
It
having
could
a
be.
heart attack?
Yeah, it's very possible. Hey, Dick.
Can you call an ambulance for Jay, please?
I'll report back.
Okay.
But it was weird. Like last week, I would only feel it, and it would be like a sharp pain, like when I would be moving my arm in a certain way, and it would feel like
Has baseball
almost.
started?
Has baseball started? Yeah.
Oh, wait, you throw with your right arm. You don't throw with
I
your
throw up my right arm.
left arm.
So it's so weird.
That's, I thought maybe
I've
throw it or
never had an
something.
injury with my left arm before. It's always
Yeah.
been my right arm.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was
What's your
just from throwing the
problem?
ball. But...
So, anyway.
All right,
Well,
gents.
boys. Yeah. It was good chatting with you.
Yeah, I'm
Yep.
excited for superpowers.
Yeah. That'll be
Yeah.
fun. That'll be some good banter. And that's more like it's less like fact-based and like less looking up data and more just like
Sure.
thinking about, just freestyling it.
Yep.
What you want as a superpower. Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Sweet.
Okay.
So it'd be X. Superpowers.
Did you write that down in your notes there, old man? Or did you?
You
You
talking to
have
me?
to. Yeah.
Yeah. I've
The
got my sticky
youngest
note.
of us all is the one that's old school and writes it down on paper.
I still start on paper with a lot of my stuff for like jotting down when I'm working with other contractors and with my boss. It's like there's still not a quick way to jot something down electronically.
Yeah, and for me it's like the formatting, like I'm literally all over the place on this paper. How do you do that in notes? You can't.
You can, but it's not as easy.
Right.
If you get the pencil, you can do that. Obviously, that's an
Yeah.
iPad, but
Sure.
there's ways, but it's not as easy as having a piece of paper and a ballpoint pen.
Steve Jobs tried, but he couldn't defeat the mighty pencil. The pen is mightier, they say.
The pen is mightier.
You're selling penis mightiers?
You're sitting on a gold mine. The question is,
Yes.
does it work?
Oh. Okay, well,
All
listen,
righty.
I'm tired and hungry, so I'm going to
Yeah,
go eat second dinner.
if you couldn't tell, I'm falling asleep here.
Yes.
It's not for a lack of entertainment.
All right, guys.
You get
Well, I'll
it.
see you next week.
All right.
All right,
Have a good
guys.
week. Have a good night.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.